Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
We're back for another Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Walter Sorholt here with David Dickens. He is the president and wealth advisor of KC Financial Advisors, serving you throughout Kansas City with an office in Overland Park. Be sure to check us out online by going to CoverYourAssetsKC.com. Well, David, there are lots of words we could use to describe what we've all been going through the last couple of months. And first of all, wow, we've now turned the page to describing this whole coronavirus situation as months rather than weeks. I liked it better when we were talking in terms of weeks rather than in months, but I feel like that page has turned a little bit. But one of the words that really describes this period of time has been turmoil. Turmoil for our health as a nation and as individuals, turmoil from a financial perspective, turmoil in the markets, turmoil in how we go about our daily lives. It's been a struggle to try and adjust and navigate through all of this.
Well, it has, because it's something that, unless you were alive in 1918 with the Spanish flu, nobody has any real understanding of how this thing unfolds. And frankly, it's a virus. You can't see it. You can't smell it. You can't taste it. But it's causing a whole lot of disruption. So, yeah, emotional turmoil and portfolio turmoil, whole lot of things going on. And so what I hope to do today, we've had a couple of podcasts in the last month about, you know, what to do as the market keeps dropping. Well, now we've had a big rebound, which also raises the question, well, what do I do now that the market's had a big rebound? And so why don't just try to talk through some of those things, hopefully have one or two pieces that every listener can take away and say, you know what, that was just for me, and I'm going to do something about it. So that's my hope today, is that we can give you one or two things that are really valuable for you in the spot you find yourself in right now.
Well, let's start with where we are, because we obviously had the major crash, and then we had a bounce back. And at the time of today's recording, we've had the bounce back. But we also acknowledge, David, that by the time we are speaking these words today, and maybe even before we're done talking today, you know, the market could change in an instant. But kind of where are things as it stands right now, and do you just think this volatility is going to continue?
Well, so I jotted down some of the crazy headlines that I've seen, that we've all seen over the last 3 or 4 weeks. You know, it's the fastest 20% drop in the stock market ever. It was the fastest 30% drop in the stock market ever. We've had headlines that say biggest one-day point gain ever. Okay, not very big on a percentage basis, but it, you know, was the biggest point gain ever.
Well, if we're going to count the downs points, we have to count the up points too, right?
Right. Another headline, you know, the S&P is up 24% from the March 23rd bottom. That was a headline from the middle of last week. S&P's biggest bounce in 46 years. That was another one from last week. So you kind of get yourself a little whipsawed and say, well, wait a minute, is my portfolio getting crushed here, or is it really coming back strong, or what do I do now? So let's talk just a quick minute about the cause of the drop. And then I want to cover the cause of the bounce, and then try to help people decide, is that bounce sustainable? And what should I do with my money now? So the cause of the drop, I mean, it's easy to point to coronavirus and say, well, that's the cause of the drop. We have a total, essentially a total economic shutdown, which causes a ton of fear and uncertainty about your health, about your loved ones, and sometimes not much about your portfolio because you're thinking about the other things in your life. But also thrown on top of that, we had an oil war that kind of got brushed to the side. But the Russians and the Saudis decided that they were going to ramp up their production so that they could flood the world with oil to make the price go down really low. Now, that hurts them, but their real goal, their unspoken goal, you certainly haven't had the Saudi oil minister say this out loud, but was really to injure U.S. producers, because the U.S. had become oil independent, but not at $20 a barrel oil and not at $18 a barrel oil. Most of our producers do pretty well when oil's at 40 bucks a barrel. So that was thrown in right as the market was beginning to scream downward because of coronavirus and the economic shutdown. So those were the causes of the big drop. 34% came out of nowhere. And in, you know, 4 weeks from an all-time high, we were down 34%. So there's really no way to get out of the way of that. That was a waterfall decline. And then, almost as quickly as you could bat an eye, we had this 24% bounce back. Well, what caused that? The coronavirus and the shutdown and oil prices are all still the same. Well, what you did have was between $6 and $7 trillion of economic spending and support by Congress and the Fed. So, Walter, in a podcast last year, I used this simple little phrase to try to figure out, well, I mean, what does $6 or $7 trillion actually mean? That's a big number.
It is. Hard to wrap your head around a number like that.
It is really hard to wrap your head about it. So the way to make it even harder to wrap your head around it is this. We'd probably all agree that $8 million is a lot of money. If you'd have spent $8 million a day since the birth of Christ, that's about $6 trillion.
That's a lot.
I can just hear the ruffle of people going for their calculators to say, that can't be right. But that's true. $8 million a day since the birth of Christ is $6 trillion. And we've just thrown $6 to $7 trillion at this problem. So the Fed also did some really cool things to also help support the market that they were slow in doing during 2008 and 2009. They took interest rates to zero. In fact, you know, we've talked on these podcasts about interest rates being negative in some places in Europe. Well, our treasury bills were actually negative rates for a couple of days about 3 weeks ago. So negative rates have actually been here in the United States. They just didn't last very long. But the Fed also came out and said, all right, we're going to do this quantitative easing thing again. We're going to buy treasury bonds. We're going to buy corporate bonds. We're going to buy commercial paper. In other words, support those debt markets, those bond markets, which are kind of the oil that keeps the engine running. So I love that analogy because everybody knows if you're ever low on oil or you don't have oil in your motor, what happens?
Car blows up.
Well, it certainly stopped running and it gets super hot. And your mechanic is going to love you because the bill is going to be really expensive. So the oil in the engine of our economy is really liquidity. And the Fed was able to pump trillions of dollars of liquidity into the market. And even last week, they said they were going to start buying junk bonds, which they have never done ever before. So they're really throwing a kitchen sink thing at this. And so that's really what caused this bounce. Is the bounce sustainable? Well, we have no idea when these government restrictions about businesses are going to be lifted. You know, we see the curve peaking in infections, but we don't know what causes that to come back. We don't know when we're going to be able to go out to a football game or a baseball game or if the NBA is going to play any games. We don't know really what's it going to look like, Walter, when you and your wife decide, let's go out to a restaurant tonight. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably be ready for it a lot faster than she will, but I don't know when that date will be, even if they do open things up, of when she'll be comfortable. It took her a while to get comfortable with ordering takeout during the coronavirus. It's interesting to think about.
And that's an interesting dichotomy that probably happens in most households in America.
Yeah.
So Linda, my wife and I were having this discussion, and I said, you know, if I went into a restaurant and they had plexiglass dividers between the tables and somebody, you know, shot my head with one of those things that tell you whether you have a temperature or not, and I knew that nobody got into that restaurant if they had a temperature, well, I'd go out and eat. But honestly, I don't want to sit in a restaurant with people who might be sick, and I don't want to go to that restaurant if I might be sick. So there's just a lot of things about getting back to normal that we have no idea what it's going to be like. So those are all interesting, hopefully interesting comments, but why do I have that on a financial show? Well, the reason that that's important on this financial podcast is there are some super smart people out there that are saying this thing is going to drag on for a long time. The economy is going to open up very slowly. And even though the market has bounced 24% off the low, we're going to go back and retest those lows and maybe go lower. There are a bunch of really smart people that are saying, nope, bottom's in. We're now up 24%, and we may bobble around here for a couple months, but we're going higher. Maybe even to new highs in 2021. How can those super smart people have such big divergence of thought on where this thing is going? Well, I think it's because we have no idea how this economy is, what it's going to look like when we actually restart the economy. So there is just a ton of uncertainty out there. How do you invest? Uncertainty is one of the major things that investors hate. They want to know what the risks are so that they can measure them and put them in a model. Well, you can't measure this and put it in a model because you just don't know how it's going to work out. So nobody knows when normal is going to arrive. And if you happen to be super positive on the stock market, you probably think that normal is going to arrive relatively quickly. And if you're super negative on the market, you probably think that our economy is going to be very slow to recover. Frankly, if we get some sort of vaccine, in other words, so one question I've asked myself is, well, what makes my evaluation wrong? Well, so my evaluation is we probably come back a lot more slowly. Our economy probably comes back a lot more slowly. And this nice, big, juicy rebound we've just had in the market, we're unlikely to scream a lot higher than we have right now in a very short period of time. I just don't think that's going to happen because the uncertainties are so great. What makes that wrong? Well, if the economy actually does roar back, if people are willing to go out and do all the stuff they used to do, even though they're unsure about the virus. Another thing that would change that is if we get a vaccine super quickly. They're talking about a vaccine in 2021, maybe mid-2021. Well, let's say that by some miracle, we get one in 2 or 3 months. Well, that's a game changer. Or if we have some super effective treatment that even if you get sick, we can bounce you back pretty quickly. Or we distribute millions and millions of test kits so that maybe every restaurant that we go into can do a 5-minute test while you're waiting in line. So those are the kinds of things that I think would make my view wrong. And hopefully I'm wrong and we get this thing really right in America. And this bounce back turns into quickly going back to where we were in January at all-time highs, and let's just get back to business as normal in the United States. So all of that might leave a listener saying, well, what do I do with my money now? But that kind of depends on what you've already done with it. So, for instance, we do disclaimers on these types of shows all the time. So basically, I don't know who you are. I don't know your situation. I don't know your income. I don't know your level of assets. I don't know your age. And I don't know your risk tolerance. However, if you wrote it all the way down and now you've bounced back to this far, my best guess on advice for you is to stay put. Unless you are very involved in markets and economic projections, don't try to trade this market with money that you're actually going to retire on. So stay put. If you wrote it down and now you've wrote it halfway back, just stay put. Relax, work on your career, keep stuffing money away into your 401k and dollar cost average in. If you have a bunch of cash, let's just say that for whatever reason, you have a bunch of cash that you never invested, or maybe you were smart, super smart, and you sold a bunch of stuff in January and February. And now you've got a bunch of cash, and all of a sudden the market has recovered half of its loss. What do you do now? My best advice to you is don't get impatient. The thing that makes me wrong on that is if we get a vaccine or a super effective treatment or the economy roars back unbelievably, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think you're going to have another opportunity to go in and invest that money. Maybe we don't break down to new lows. But it is historically a very low probability that we keep going up from here, certainly at the pace we've been going up. with all of the uncertainty, with all of the underlying uncertainty that we have. So my suggestion to you is maybe take that money, that cash you've got, and divide it up into five pots and put a fifth of it to work this week. And maybe a fifth of it in about 3 or 4 weeks. And another fifth a month and a half or 2 months from now. So in other words, you're lagging into the market because honestly, nobody really knows how this thing's going to unfold and how fast we're going to actually make a recovery. So I think a judicious approach to putting that money in over time is going to serve you really well, especially if your end goal, the time you're going to need that money, is 4 or 7 or 10 or maybe even 20 years from now. Don't get impatient because you feel like the train has left the station. The market's already recovered half of that loss. Don't sweat it. You're probably going to have another really good time to get back and invest that money.
Great tips for how to navigate the turmoil that we currently face. It's always helpful to have that guidance and also the perspective, David, of somebody who's been through this kind of thing before. I mean, we can certainly still draw some lessons and have some takeaways from what happened in 2008 and how we should react now. You've been through that before as an advisor, and many of us went through that as investors as well. But you have to consider that we're all probably in different states of mind. You know, those of us who might have been, you know, in our mid-40s during 2008 timeframe might be on the precipice of retirement now. And so it's a totally different situation for us, even if the numbers of, you know, the financial decline end up looking similar or just as dramatic in comparison. So that's why it's important to always get a plan that's customized to your situation, as David brought up on today's show, realizing that we can't give you specific guidance here on the podcast since this is crafted for many people who are listening. But if you want to get one-on-one guidance with David and the team and go through your own complete planning review, it's easy to get in touch. All you have to do is go to CoverYourAssetsKC.com. That's CoverYourAssetsKC.com, or call 913-317-1414 to get in touch as well. 913-317-1414. And we'll put all of those ways to contact David and a link to more resources in the description or show notes of today's episode. So whatever app you're using to listen to the show, great place for you to go and check out. David, thank you so much for the help on today's program. Always good to know how we can navigate through turmoil of all different types these days. And you helped us certainly do that a little bit on the financial element of that. And we'll look forward to another good show with you next week.
Yep, I look forward to it. You stay safe. All of our listeners stay safe. And we'll do it again next week.
Sounds great. For David Dickens, I'm Walter Storholt. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you on the next Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.